Good morning. Thank you for joining me for another round of the turnaround. As you can see the title, this takes work, God. That was something. How many of you guys have ever said that in the situation that you in and God is asking you to do something and it takes work. Work, and you know, me and my wife have a saying with our ministry is marriage works if you work it. And so you have to have some type of work ethic. You know, growing up, I can't really say I had a good work ethic. I can't say that I was, because if it wasn't comfortable for me, if it didn't come easy to me, I wasn't doing school. I ain't have a good work ethic. I wasn't a good student. I mean, I didn't want to study. I didn't want to do anything outside of the classroom. If it wasn't in the classroom, outside of the classroom, study and all of that, I wasn't doing it. I'm just being transparent. I wasn't doing it. And so that made me a poor student. Same thing as when I got older, you know, things that, you know, as I went through and got into college, you know, in high school, it's like, okay, Jerry, you got to get the right grades to go on a football field. You know, please, I put in the work. I put in overtime work because it was something that was comfortable for me. It was something that it was okay. I was good at. And so there wasn't anything that I wasn't willing to do. I was even jumping into other sports to, you know, to help me with football. Because I wanted to get faster, so I got into track. When I got into track, I started understanding explosion. I understand, you know, my speed, understand the takeoff. All of these things that I was actually using because it was something that I had to understand. It was going to take some work. It wasn't going to come easy to me. Sports was easy to me. All of this other stuff, schoolwork, that wasn't easy because I wasn't applying myself. I wasn't really ready to work for it. And so this thing it got harder. I mean, the higher you get, the harder it was getting. You know, I'll get into college and sitting in a classroom, and now there's nobody, you know, there's nobody pressuring you. You don't have your parents. You don't have anybody that's saying, you know, you better get up and go to class, and you better go do this, you better go do that. You're not getting a report card. You know, you paid for this, so you're either gonna pay for an F, or you're gonna actually do the work to get it. And so, because I didn't have a work ethic. I didn't have a work ethic in school. I didn't apply the same work ethic that I had on a football field or that I did in sports to this classroom. And so I struggled. You know, I don't know how many times I literally got on probation or even kicked out of school. You know, even when I got to K-State, it was a place where still not having a work ethic. Going to study hall, I'm trying to find a way out of study hall. I'm saying this because when a situation gets hard, what's your work ethic look like? Are you willing to work at it? Are you willing to put in the work to actually get what you want out of it? Because if you're not willing to put in the work, you can't expect to get the same thing somebody don't put all their work in and they put overtime in and you just think that you just gonna get it. Now, if you got a gift or a skill, you might get to a certain point, but you won't get it all. And so I utilized my sport to get me to a place where I wanted to be. And oh, God showed me, okay, son, I'm gonna help you get to I'll give you the opportunity to get to the NFL. I'll give you that, but it's some work that has to be done. And so I put in the work. I put in the work on the weekends. I put in the work on holiday. I was just going overboard because I wanted to get that. But when it get into a classroom, I wasn't willing to put no effort, like absolutely none, just none. Then you get, I got married, and all of a sudden now this thing takes work. I ain't have no work ethic. Wasn't no work ethic. Yesterday I talked about, you know, I just want to go home, but coming home was going to be some work. It was going to be some work. You have to work on all of that stuff that you damaged, all of that stuff that you have to correct, you have to fix. And if you don't have a work ethic, you'll look at it like I'm overwhelmed. And I was a person that, when I got overwhelmed, I got stressed. When I got stressed, I got anxiety. When I got anxiety, it was like depression kicks in, and I it was something that hit me, and when it hit so hard that all I wanted to do was just separate myself from the situation. And so when I separate myself from the situation, that means I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to run to something or my habit that I picked up to be able to cope with the stress level that I'm dealing with, or the depression that I'm dealing with, or the anxiety that I'm dealing with. I was using drugs. I was using the alcohol. I was using the pornography. I was using whatever it was that was that had me, that gave me some stress or some pressure. And I'm like, this thing is like for real. You know, when I came back, I mean, like yesterday I talked about being repentant. You know, I had to repent and turn away from this stuff, and had to turn away from the things that was used to be my go-to. You know, it was my go-to. In sports, I had a go-to move. In training, I had a go-to thing. How do I get my explosion? I'm standing 5'3", 5'4" at the max. I'm going to just say that. But I understood that I had speed, and can't nobody coach my speed. You couldn't coach my speed. It was just a God-given thing. And so I utilized that in sports. But I wasn't utilizing the same formula for my life, the same formula outside of football, the same formula outside of the lines. I wasn't using it in the education. I wasn't using it in my schooling. I wasn't using it in my marriage. I wasn't using it in my life, period. And I'm like, I'm sitting here saying, I want to go home. But in my mind, I'm thinking, it ain't going to be easy. It's just not going to be easy. I mean, it was easy to do what I was doing and go out into the world and be happy and doing all of that, thinking I'm happy, thinking I'm being satisfied. It was easy doing that. So I was comfortable with doing that. But here I go. Now I have to turn around, and now I have to do something hard, like correct the way what you did to your wife, correct how you damaged your children, correct your finances, correct a lot of stuff. And I'm sitting there, and that stuff, let me just tell you something, a person that deals with anxiety and stress and all of that stuff right there is like, that attacks the mind. But you still want to come home, you still want to be there. So here I am in this state of mind, and I'm trying to come back home, and God's saying, it's going to take some work, Gerald. I put this work ethic in you. I put it in you. You just haven't been using it. You haven't been understanding what I've put inside of you to actually do what I need you to do. So now I'm home. This is where the real work begins. You think because, you know, you were out there doing whatever you was doing, it was okay, and now, you know, now that was comfortable for you, but now God's taking me out of the comfortable place to the uncomfortable place. Now he's talking about, I'm getting ready to stretch you. I'm getting ready to actually put you back to where I intended for you to be a long time ago. I'm gonna show you how to understand this work, and what hard work, and what if you work, and if you put in the work, what you will get out of the work. I'm sitting here like, think about it, Gerald. Think about the work that you put in your football, and where did it get you? Think about the training that you had to do, the people that put in the work with you, that trained you and coached you, and they got something out of you. They saw something in you. Now here we go now. I got you. I got a helpmeet that's been sitting here praying for you. I got a helpmeet that's been here petitioning for you, that's been pulling down strongholds for you, that's been going to work for you. And so she's seeing now the hard work that she had put in. She's seeing the fruits of her labor. She's seeing the reward that she has put in. I'm telling you now, this is some hard, this is some work. This is the work that God is talking about when he's telling you, like in 2 Corinthians 15:7, it says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. So he was like, Gerald, if you put in the work, you get a reward. It's like when I go and train and we work hard in football, we work hard in practice, we do everything that we're supposed to do. Then we get in a game, and then all of a sudden everything's clicking, and you get a win. At the end of it, the hard work that you put in Monday through Thursday, the work that you put in, you got a reward on Friday. You got a win. You got a win. And the feeling that you get when you get a win. Now think about it now. You get a win after win after win after win after another win, and all of a sudden now you got a whole new winning mentality, because now you understand that the work that you've been putting in, the hard work that you put in your off season, the hard work that you've been putting in to get you back to the right place, get you back to your winning season. See, I'm going back to that winning season. I'm going back to that place where you understand that you are a winner, and you walking into your new, because there's been new training, there's been a new mindset, there's been a new place, and now you coming home. And so now that you're home, now here's where that work still comes. It's still some work you have to do. It's still some training you have to do. It's still some places that you have to train your mind to think differently, train your words to think, to speak different words, to train your ears to be able to hear differently, to change your heart to be able to receive and to give the unconditional love. You got to be in a place where you got to understand that the work that you put in, no, it ain't going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody be doing it. Everybody be doing it. And the reason is, it's our work ethic. I'm just telling you, I didn't have a work ethic. It was easy for me to stop. It was easy for me to quit. It was easy for me to say, man, God, this too hard, bro. I'm done. I'm out of here. I can't do this no more. He ain't changing. She ain't changing. It don't look right. The situation don't right. Day by day, situation by situation, you got to get better. You have to get better. That means whatever that work that you have to put in, you got to get better at this work. You got to get better at this skill. You got to get better at this training. Whatever it is, you have to get better. It's going to take some work. It's going to take work. God knew it was going to take work. He knew it was going to take work. He knew it was going to take work. Because in Galatians 6:9, he says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If you don't give up in the middle of your training, in the middle of this hard time, don't give up. Keep fighting. As a coach, when you see a kid that's getting ready to quit, you motivate him. Come on, you got this. You got this. You got this. You're a winner. You're more than a cop. Come on, man. You got this. And then the teammates step in. They're like, man, come on. I got you. I'm with you. Let's go. Come on. Power of agreement. We're going to run this thing. I got you. Let's do it. That's what your wife do. That's what your husband do. That's the power of agreement. That's why God says two becomes one, because you're operating as one. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they've been doing. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. Now you become. My wife said something today that she was that, and I put it on the thing. She said, well, we're cheering, we're encouraging. And I said, you're my spiritual cheerleader. My wife been my cheerleader in the natural and my cheerleader in the spirit realm, because I needed her to encourage me. When I listen to her pray, it gives me some strength. It gives me the strength to be able to go through the work, to go through the thing. Man, it's working on CEO and business stuff. That stuff ain't easy for me. That stuff is hard for me, but I'm not going to stop, because I understand that there's a reward at the end. There's a reward if I get to understanding it. There's a reward if I understand business, understand the ministry, understand the family dynamics. I understand putting in work with it. The same things that the enemy wanted me not to run from, the same thing that the enemy used to call to give me stress, the same thing that he used to give me anxiety when I had to worry about doing bills. My wife said, baby, can we sit down and do bills? Man, I get anxiety. I go to sweating like I was in a sauna or something. I ain't want to put in that work that wasn't comfortable for me. I was afraid that I was going to screw it up. I was afraid that I was going to quit. I was afraid that it wasn't going to get done right. I'm telling you what happens. So today is the day that you get a better understanding that this is going to take some work. And me and my wife says that on the end of our gym broadcast, marriage works if you work it. You got to work this thing. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some you putting some muscle to this thing. It's going to take you standing up when in the middle of a storm. It's going to take you being able to submit. It's going to take you to be able to hold your words, to watch your facial expression. You got to work at these things. Some of this stuff don't come easy because you've been doing it for so long. And so now it's in your personality and it's in your character. I had to get this stuff out of my personality. I had to get this losing spirit out of my character, my personality. I had to get this fear out of my character, my personality. Why? Because this thing grew up with me. It grew up with me. And so I'm telling you, your work will be a reward at the end. What kind of work are you putting in, Gerald? So I had to put in some work at this thing. I had to work on the way I hear things, because I used to hear things differently. My wife would give a whole, she'll have a whole conversation with me, and I only hear bits and pieces of it. And I'm really, those bits and pieces are either something that I got offended with that I can regurgitate, or it was something that I just don't, it was something that was irrelevant. Those are the only things I was hearing. The enemy had me in a place where when we had to have conversations, I wasn't hearing. So I had to work on that. I had to literally work. I had to look at my wife, like look at her lips and literally repeat back to her what she was saying. That was like my first stage of actually learning. I had to become a student again. I had to understand that I'm going to be a student for the rest of my life, because I wasn't a good student growing up. And so now I'm going back to the place where I missed some things. I missed the comprehension aspect of it. I missed understanding how to listen and learn something. So I'm going back to that thing. And so my wife has a teaching anointing. And so she spends her time learning how to teach me, learning how to communicate to me. And she had to work on that. It was some work for her, because she didn't understand why do I have to dummy this stuff down for him? Why? If you don't dummy it down for him, he ain't going to get it. He's not going to learn it. And you want him to learn it. Do you want a change? And if you want a change, that means you got to work on the way you articulate it. You got to work on your facial expression. You got to work on the way you deliver it. You can't just deliver it to him any kind of way. And you can't deliver it to him any day or any inappropriate day. Because if you do, he's not going to get it. He's not going to receive it. He's going to hear it from the wounds. He's only hear it from his old perspective. And we're trying to get him to see something and hear something totally different. I'm trying to tell you, this takes work. I had to train my mind. I had to train my eyes. I had to train my ears. I had to train my heart. I had to train this thing. I'm still training it. I'm still training it. This ain't something that just go, whoop, he got it. No, I don't have it like that. Somebody might have it like that, but Gerald don't get it like that, because I have to learn something. I have to go through something. I have to put in the work. If I don't put in the work, I don't get my reward. I'm just saying. And in the middle of it, I can't quit. I can't quit. It says, let us not be weary in doing good. I can't get weary when I'm training hard, when I'm actually doing the right thing. I can't get myself weary. I got to ask for strength. It says, weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So in my mind, I'm trying to understand what my wife is saying. I'm trying to understand her heart. I'm trying to understand what she is, how she is expressing herself, because for a very long time, I ignored that stuff. That stuff didn't mean anything to me. I didn't care how she felt. Any of that. I just didn't care. She can say whatever she wanted. She could do whatever she wanted. That job it didn't mean crap to me. And so now I'm trying to pay attention to it. Now I'm trying to pay attention to her feelings. Now I'm trying to pay attention to her moods. Now I'm trying to pay attention to the way she, sits or talks or looks, because it means something to me. And I have to learn this thing. It takes some work to do this stuff, because my natural body is like, man, I don't want to do that, man, bump that, whatever. It don't take all of that. But she probably was saying the same thing with me. Man, it doesn't take all of that. Why do I have to do all of this? You making this unnecessary work. God, why am I doing this right here? This is flat out unnecessary work that I shouldn't even have to do. But if you want him to change, if you want to see something different, if you want to see your reward at the end, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. If not, you're not going to see your reward. So if God had told you to do something and you're supposed to be doing it and you're supposed to be working on it day by day, situation by situation, you ain't getting it. It's not getting better. That means you have to check and find out if it's, you're doing the, if you're putting in the right work, if you're training the right, you're training the right muscle, you're training for the right skill. If your facial expressions is the things that is the issue, and you sitting there working on the way you touch them, that touch ain't got absolutely nothing to do with it. Because if they say something crazy and you look crazy, that mean they can automatically go. It is what it is. Whatever their situation is, whatever their trigger is, that's what happened. So to me, I had to work on not doing things that made her trigger. She was working on her way to do things that wouldn't make me trigger. It takes work to do that, because in your natural mind, you're going to like, man, that don't make that. That's the dumbest thing ever. Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do this? Why does it has to be? This is so easy. Why you just can't change? Why you just can't stop doing drugs? Why you can't stop watching pornography? Why you can't stop this, and this? Let me tell you something. It takes work for you to stop complaining like that. It takes work for you to stop thinking like that. Because every time you think like that, that means your actions show that. That means something happens. And the result and your reward is an argument, or it's going to be something that puts a strain on the situation. So every time you do it and you see the situation gets crazy, you ain't working the right muscle. You stop training. When you said, I'm done with this, you don't want to work, because it's not going to be easy. It's going to take some work. And listen, it when you go into training, it's not like I'm going to go and train one day and I'm going to be the best. No, sometimes it takes all day. Sometimes you got to train in the morning. Sometimes you got to train in the afternoon. Sometimes you got to train in the evening. When I went to Houston, I trained morning, noon, and day and evening. I was trying to make sure that I was prepared for what God is getting ready to do, because I'm going to another level. I understood how to train in that, but I ain't understand how to train in anything else. I had a gift. I had speed. Speed, you can't train my speed. So I didn't have to work on that. That was just something that was just natural for me. I had to work on learning how to catch a ball. Now, ladies, I understand y'all don't know football, but I'm teaching you football. Y'all, I know my wife did some tips about football, but I'm just helping you with understanding. I'm giving you, you can always go back to the broadcast and catch up on what a quarterback is. Now I'm talking about a receiver. I'm talking about the person that catches the ball. I'm talking about a person that runs a route. That means I'm taking off and I got to dodge these other 10 or 11 people that's in front of me if I catch this ball. It takes some work on that. It takes some practice. It takes some skill. So every day that you wake up in your marriage, there's a practice that's going to happen. There's a place where you got to work on your skill. There's a place where you got to work on getting yourself into a better place. I'm just telling you, it's going to be, and the enemy is going to test you. It's going to test you. That's why it's like, I'm sitting and I'm like, God, I don't know about y'all. I don't know how y'all talk to God, but I'm like, God, there's some work. I get it. No, you don't get it, Jared. Because if you did get it, you wouldn't be in this place. You wouldn't be in this situation. So now I had to sit back again. And I'm like, okay, God, let's go with the work. Now I'm willing to work. I'm willing to put in the work, because I understand that if I can put in the work on a football field, I can put in the training on the football field. I can put in the training our meeting room watching football. That's the same thing. If you can sit in a classroom, you can actually do the work too. You can sit in a doggone football room and sit there and learn plays and learn strategies. You can learn all that stuff. It's the same thing. I want you to take that same application and I want you to apply it to your marriage. I want you to understand you are the head coach, you're the head coach. Your wife is the assistant coach and she's the assistant head coach. So she gonna make, she gonna look for you to make some major decision. And if there needed to be an audible, if there needed to be something that needs to be changed in your finances, something that needs to be changed in your home, if it's something that needs to be changed in the prayer, she come to you and she's like, listen, I see this and I understand this. This is work. It takes work to blend back into your communication, to blend back into the family, to blend back, especially when everything went haywire, especially when you couldn't trust each other. Especially when there was anger, hatred, frustration, and all of that stuff. And now God's saying, I need two to become one, the original place that you were supposed to be. I need you to get back into that place. You know how much work that takes? Because now you're fighting through your insecurities. You're fighting through your flesh. You're fighting through your anger. You're fighting through your anxiety. You're fighting through your wrath. You're fighting through all the lies. You're fighting through the pornography, things that happen in your head, happen in your mind. You're fighting through all of those things. And it's still God. It's like, keep working. It's not like he's impressed with, he's giving you everything you need, everything that you need. In Matthew 19 and 26, it says, Jesus was looking at them. He said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. So I'm sitting here. I'm like, wow. Let me tell you something. This is how I was really thinking, because when I was in high school, you know, I went to Bayshore, and Bayshore wasn't really that good. All y'all Bayshore fans, I love you still, but we weren't really that good. Every other school in our county was probably legit. They had a state championship. Some of them had a state championship. I think all of them had a state championship, but us. And so it was that place. So I was kind of mad for being there, but I was happy being there because I met my wife there. So it was like, okay, I got to put in some work because this is not going to be my end place. And I remember people always saying that you ain't going to make it to college being in that place. I was like, you don't even understand what I do. I put in some work. I put in work on Saturdays and Sundays, running routes and running on asphalt, you know, catching these balls, doing all of these things, playing it until the sun go down. I was putting in mental work. I didn't even understand. I was enjoying it, but I was putting in work. I was putting in the work. And so I was training my mind to fight through what people said that I couldn't do. And so when I understood that people didn't think that I could make it back, I can come back and do this. I can come back and be in this place. I can come. It was like some of it was sticking. And then when you come back home, that stuff's still talking to you. That stuff is still talking to you. It's still telling you, the enemy is still telling you, you're not going to make it. You can't do this. You're not able to do this. You don't even understand this. How you going to do, how you going to run a business when you don't even have a work ethic? How are you going to create, how you going to fix your marriage? How are you going to do this when you was always a runner? All you did was run from your situation. All you did was cry about things. All you did was have a victim spirit. You always this, you always that. I'm like, okay, here's the situation. Yvette, I'm dealing with this stuff, man. I need your help. Now I understand the power of agreement. One cents a thousand, 2 cents 10,000. Let's link up. That's why God says two becoming one, because now you're operating as one unit. And the enemy did not want that to happen. So it took some work. It takes work to put this together. So God gave me this one thing. So to think about union, y'all, I've said it in a broadcast before. Me and my wife dress alike a lot, all the time, just all the time. We dress alike. And it wasn't her that wanted to do that. It wasn't her. It was me. It was something that God gave me when I came back that helped me to understand the union that he wanted. I want y'all to look alike. I remember sitting in a conference and a young lady walked up to us and she said, can I ask y'all something? She said, I know y'all married, but y'all starting to look alike. That's when I know God is saying you are truly two becoming one. And so I do that. I like that. I like for me and my wife to dress alike. I like that. I like for us to have the same colors on. I like that. That's not my wife. So when you see that, that's not my wife doing that. That's for me. And that's something that I have to look at. I have to see, because it was a place where I didn't really want to be with her. I didn't want to have a union with her. I wanted to divorce her. I wanted to leave her because I didn't want to put in the work. I didn't want to put in the work to change. I didn't want to put in the work to break habits. I ain't wanted to put in the work and do all of these things. I was better. I was loving to run. I was loving to get away. I had a vagabond spirit that all I wanted to do was run away from my situations. All I wanted to do was quit. All I wanted to, when it was too hard, all I did was quit. All I did was stop. That's all I wanted to do, because it wasn't comfortable for me. It wasn't easy for me. If it was easy, I'd do it. If it was hard, I quit. I stopped. But God brought me back, and he said, Jerry, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some work walking this thing back. It's going to take work to getting back to where I need you to be. It's going to take some work. Are you willing to make this work? You know, I had a choice. I was either going to work or I was going to quit. I was either going to live or I was going to die. I got choices. I got choices. And it's a good choice or a bad choice. And them bad choices wasn't leading me nowhere. It was going to put me straight in hell. And that's not where I wanted to go. So I'm willing to make this work. I'm willing to put in the work, because I know that my work will be a reward at the end. And I understand that. And so I'm looking for my reward. I'm fighting for my reward. I'm working for my reward, because he told me, he said it in Galatians 6:9. It was like, don't become weary in doing good. You know, ask for my strength. Get my strength. He says in Matthew, it was like, you know, well, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So with God on my side, I can understand this. I can be the CEO. I can be the husband I'm supposed to be. I can do these things that people said that was impossible. Man would say something like, man, he ain't gonna never get back. Oh, your marriage is never gonna work. Oh, he's this, he's that. You know, you might as well go on about your business, because people don't understand. They operating in the natural. They operating in a carnal mindset. But when God says a thing, God gives you the strength to do the impossible. God gives you the wisdom to outwit the enemy. He gives you the understanding to undermine anything that the enemy has been trying to do. He gives you a voice that when he tells you to speak a thing into existence, that it man, God is not a man that he should lie. Why would he show you something and not give it to you? Why would he tell you something and not produce it? The reason is you got to put in some work. You got to put in the work. Are you willing to work? The other day I talked about requirements. Are you willing to meet the requirements? That means you know the requirement. Now you got to put some work in with that requirement to get where you need to be. Are you willing to do that? I understand it's hard. This stuff is hard. You know, every level that you go into, education, it gets harder. In football, it gets harder. Basketball, it gets harder. Every level that you get, because everybody's skill level gets better. The enemy is sitting here. You think that you're dealing with the same old enemy, the same little peons that you were dealing with. Now you're dealing with as an adult? No. They're different. They're stronger. The enemy knows who you are. The enemy knows what your destiny is. He sees that dumb. He sees that. And so he's trying to prevent it as much as possible. And if you got a bad work ethic, you'll quit on this, because it'll get too hard. And all he got to do is make it hard. All he got to do is let your situation look like you getting tidal wave after tidal wave after tidal wave after tidal wave. You better become a surfer. You better be able to come over it. You might be able to surf that wave and come out of it. I'm talking about a skill that you need to do. You got to find God. Listen, God gives you some skills. All you got to do is just ask. God, give me the skill to come out of this. Give me the strength to be able to stand in this. Give me the wisdom to be able to deal with this. Give me the creative ideas to be able to make my marriage be what it needs to be. And I'm willing to put in the work. It's times when I didn't even want to work. I didn't want to work. I didn't want to work in football. I didn't want to work. It was like, dude, man, I already got this. I got a skill. I don't need this. I don't need to put in no work. Why am I running hundreds? I'm a sprinter. I don't need to be running hundreds and doing all of this stuff. I don't need to do all of that. But let me tell you something. Something clicked. Do you really want to get to the next level? Do you really want to get into the next level? So now there was some different work. I had to get into the weight room. I had to work a little harder. I had to get a lot stronger. Same thing with you. You got to get in the weight room, get into the word, Get into your prayers. Get into your declarations. Start strengthening your spiritual muscles. As you strengthen your spiritual muscles, now you're able to sustain yourself in a place of hard work. When you train yourself so hard, and you start getting into hard stuff come about, man, it seems easy because you done already worked your muscles. You done worked your mindset. You done worked your mentality to a place where I know that I can overcome it. Mind over matter, man. Listen here. If my mind can be right, it doesn't even matter what happens. So if I got my mind right and I got my heart right, it doesn't matter what the enemy is doing, because I already know I got victory. I already know that I'm more than a conqueror. I know that I'm the head and not the tail. I know who I am. I know what my skill level is. I know how to fight. I know how to work. I know how to work. So today, are you willing to put in the work? Put in the work. I'm putting in work. I'm talking about day by day, situation by situation. Are you putting in the work? Because in 2 Chronicles 15 and 7, it says, your work will be rewarded. There's a reward at the end. Yvette Marie Benton, thank you for putting in the work. Because you're seeing the fruits of your labor. Your harvest is standing before you. God is not a respecter of persons. Because if he did it for us, he'll do it for you. Are you willing to put in the work? Yes, sometimes you might fail. We take a quiz. Yes, you feel like, man, I studied hard. I did all this. And then, you know, it was like I missed a couple questions and my quiz wasn't right. And so I got to go back. And now you're like, you ask the teacher, can I take the quiz again? Can I do something? Can I get something extra to help me out? God, I flailed this time. My facial expressions wasn't right. My vocabulary wasn't right. My posture wasn't right. God, forgive me. And I go, hey, go back and get it right. Now, here you go. You got to take this test again. You got to take this quiz again. Put in the work. Put in the study time. God, I know you need. I know I need to decrease. I know I need to have a better. I need to speak right. I know I need to treat him like a king. I know I need to say it more. I know I need to be his cheerleader. I know I need to do this. I know I need to be that for her. I know I need to be, you know, the priest, prophet, and king. I know I need to cover my wife. I know I need to pray for my wife. I know I need to do all of these things, but I don't have no strength. I don't have no wisdom in it. Can you give me that? Can you give me the strategies to understand, you know, how to help my wife, how to build my wife up, how to encourage my wife, how to do all of these things, because I don't understand how to do it. The first thing I had to do is to say, I will work. I will put in the work. All I need you to do is show me how to do it. Show me how to do it, God, and I'll put in the work. Because you say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so I want to be in right standings with you. So I want to be in right standings with you. I want to be in right standings with my wife. I want to be in right standings with myself. I want to be in right standings with everybody. So what is the work that I have to do? And are you willing to put in the work? When you understand the requirements, are you willing to put in the work to meet the requirements? That's the question. That's the question. Because let me tell you, the enemy is going to try you. He's going to see if you're going to pass your quiz or your test every day. And then if he doesn't show it to you every day, if he doesn't attack you every day, then are you still preparing yourself? Are you still studying? Are you still training your mind? Are you still putting in the work? Putting in the work. Because when you hit an off season, the enemy is just not really, he's not coming at you. So you feeling some type of way. You feeling some type of relief. You're like, oh my God, I can breathe again. But let me tell you something. If you don't let up off your work and you don't let off of your the work ethic, when he comes back, you ain't gonna be ready. So I'm asking you to get ready. I'm asking you to get ready. I'm asking you to keep your level up. Keep your work level up. Keep your work ethic up. It's time to work. This is when your spouse comes back home, that's when the rubber hits the road. That's when it's time to really and truly work. You can't, there's really nothing, you know, you really working hard for when they're gone. Yes, you're praying. Yes, you're decreeing. Yes, you're doing all of that stuff. But I'm telling you, the day-to-day, when they come back and you looking at them day-to-day, like day-to-day, every minute, every moment, and they still doing stupid stuff, and you got to work on your facial expressions, you got to say, this is stupid. Why is he doing this? Can you just stop doing that? No, they can't. So now what? So now what? They need some help. They don't even know how to say, I need help. I didn't know how to say, I need help. I was just doing what I was doing. And the Holy Spirit told, hey, listen, you got to understand what he's dealing with. You got to understand how to help him. You are a helpmeet that is suitable. So I'm going to need you to tap into the suitable part of it. Understand the work that it takes to be suitable. It takes some work to be suitable. Because let me tell you, the world does this right here. If you got to do all of that, you might as well divorce them. I can divorce and go get something else. That's what the world say. Because they ain't willing to put in no work. They're not willing to put in the work. How many times you hear that? How many times we grew apart? Grew apart. Okay, then grow back together. How do you get back together? How do you fix that? How do you put the work into that? That's that place. It's some work. So work. Are you willing to work? Are you willing to work? That's the place. Know that this is going to be some work. This is not going to be easy. This is not an easy thing. Everybody wants something to be easy. This ain't microwave. This ain't McDonald's. This ain't Burger King. This ain't any of that stuff. This stuff here, you got to put in some work. Because in the end of it, there's a reward for the work that you put in. The work that you put in. Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. All things. I'm trying to tell you, that's where I live right now. I'm like, God, I know I can do this. I know I can do this. I know you can give me the strength. I know you're going to give me the strength to do this. I can understand this business stuff. I can understand this ministry stuff. I can understand this beautiful wife that you have given me that has an anointing on her life to lead great people, great women, you know what I'm saying, to raise up an army and to have, you know, the mandate to be able to cover an army of women that are raised up as leaders that are coming to destroy the enemy. You know, you don't understand. I got to learn this thing, and I got to learn this thing fast, because I can't allow the enemy to distract me or make me quit or give up on my responsibilities. I got it's way too much responsibility, you know, for me. It's like, okay, you're the captain of your team. Everybody's looking at you. Are you going to train hard? Are you going to run hard? Are you going to win these sprints? Or are you the last one in the sprints and you the captain? How does that look? How does that work? It doesn't work like that. I want to win. I want to win. I want to win. I want a win. I want a winner's mentality. I want a new thing. I want to come home and I want to put in the work. God, I do know it takes work. And all I'm asking you to do is put your super on my natural. When I'm trying to walk in my natural, I'm going to need your super on this, because I already know that through myself, it's impossible. But I know that through you, I can do all things. I can do all things. Everything becomes possible because I'm operating in you. I'm a 5'3", probably I was a buck, I don't even know, 30, 40, and I don't know, I was probably a little higher, a little bigger than that, probably a buck 50, and making it to the NFL. Listen, I understood that I wasn't going to be in there alone, but I had so many people telling me that I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Oh, these other people going to be in the NFL, whatever. I'm like, whatever, cool. Well, that's on them. That's on them. But I worked hard in this football. I worked hard on that football field to become an All-American in a junior college and to be able to go anywhere I wanted to go. But then God just said, I want you to go here. You there you go. You did something you ain't had no business doing. And I love my daughter, like my oldest daughter. I love her. I love her, love her, love her. And I wasn't going to leave. And so I picked a school that was probably the worst school in college football. The worst school in college football. So that means it was going to be some real work to get this program back to where it needed to be or where it was supposed to be. And Coach Snyder demanded some work. He demanded maturity. He demanded all of these things on a football field, but I wanted to do some of it. I wanted to only do what was comfortable for me. And I paid for it. I had to pay for it. I had to pay for it. God granted me the opportunity, but I still paid for it. Then I had to go back and apologize to him to get it right so I can come back to a place of maturity, because I had to understand that that was my place where I was supposed to work as a man, to grow as a man, to have a work ethic as a man. I didn't have a work ethic as a man. Football was easy, but he was trying to teach me as a man what to do as a man. And then now I get married. I wasn't a man. I wasn't really to work. I wasn't working as a husband and as a father and as a man. I wasn't putting in the work. I was putting in the work as an immature little kid living in a man's body. I was at a arrested development place. I was a little boy thinking like a little boy, but living in a man's body. Man, I was so jacked up because I wasn't willing to put in the work to be the man that God has called for me to be. Now I'm in a place where I understand who I am. I understand my authority. I understand my mandate. I understand my lane. And I understand that the work and the requirements that God has placed upon me to actually do what I need to do. So yes, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to make some sacrifices. I'm willing to get up. I'm willing to change my thinking. I change my eyes, change my words, change my ears, change my heart, change my posture. I'm willing. I'm walking in a selfish place. No longer am I walking in this place of pride and ego and all of that stuff. No. Does it want to come back? Yes. It takes work to keep that stuff away. It takes work to keep my deliverance. It takes work to keep my salvation. It takes work. Am I willing to work? Yes. Because my salvation and my deliverance, people are depending on it. Our ministry, people are depending on it. I can't afford to slip. I can't afford not to work. I can't afford not to focus on what God has called for me to do. I can't afford that. I can't afford that. So yes, I'm willing to put in the work. And if that's what you're willing to do, put in. I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to work, God. I am willing to work, God. I tell God, I am willing to work. I am willing to work. Put that up. That's your declaration. I am willing to work. So when they come home, when the door is open, you got to understand that there's some work. And you got to give God, I'm willing to work, God, because I know that as I continue to work, there's a harvest. When I get done working, as I continue to work, there's a reward at the end. I understand that it's possible through you. I understand that I can do all things in you. I understand that this gonna get my spiritual muscles up. I understand that. I'm just telling you, it's some work. And I need to know, are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to work? Are you willing to work? Tell me, are you willing to work? God, I'm willing to work. God, I'm willing to work. God, I'm willing. God, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to work because I know at the end there's a reward. I know at the end there's a harvest. I know at the end the manifestations of my hard work is going to give me a reward. I'm telling you. And I'm not telling you that something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I live. I'm telling you. I humbled myself. I submitted myself. And I still have to submit myself to my wife. It says submit yourself one to another. Everybody want to stick on the wife got to submit to the husband. Man, please. The Bible says also that submit yourself one to another. So I submit to my wife's teaching. It's been hard. It's been hard because it's not easy for me. But as I continue to allow her to teach me, to allow her to show me things, the better it is for me to be able to see. The more I understand, you know, what's happening, the better equipped I am to be able to be the man that I'm supposed to be. That's what makes her suitable. That's what makes her suitable. For me, She helps me become a better man. She helps me become a better husband. She helps me to become a better father. She helps me. These prayers that y'all be hearing her praying, y'all don't understand what that's like my wife cheering for me. Every time I see her pray, I see her praying, it's like her over in a cheerleader outfit with them pom-poms in her hand, talking about some go, baby, go. That thing does something for me. Then she gonna say, every walk, every step that you take this morning, she was talking about the walk, and I'm out there walking. And every time I take a step, I was hearing her voice. I was hearing it. Then she was like, come on back home. And at that very moment, I was already turning around on my way back home. Can I tell you some prophetic acts that was happening this morning? This morning? She didn't know what I was doing. She didn't know. She did not know. So I'm telling y'all, hey, put in that work and watch your reward. Put in the work and watch your reward. Listen, if it was easy, everybody be trying to do it. Everybody want an easy thing. Everybody want an easy way. But let me tell you something. When it comes to this putting in some work, there's a better reward than just getting it easy. Just getting it easy. I'm telling you. You put in the work, it's a satisfaction of knowing, man, you don't even understand the work I had to go through. That's what this marriage is about. You don't understand the work we got to put in every day. You don't understand the work that we got, the sacrifices that we have to make every day, the transitions that we have to make every day. Every day. Because God is showing us something different every day. So no, don't give up. Don't quit. Ask God for the strength that you need. Because we already know it's hard. We already know that. You don't have to tell God it's hard. He already knows. He's just saying, I just need you to meet these requirements. Some of these requirements is ask for the strength that you need, ask for the wisdom that you need, ask for the understanding that you need, ask, because he's already told you what he would do for you. Find the scriptures that tells you what he'll do for you. The things that he said he would do for you, he gonna do. Allow him to do it. So no, today you won't give up. Understand that. Today you won't give up. Today you won't quit. And today you telling God, I'm willing to put in the work. So put in the work. Put in the work. Train your spiritual muscles for what God has called for you to do and who God has called for you to be. If you a helpmeet, make yourself suitable. If you a PPK, train yourself to be a priest, prophet, and king. Train yourself to be in your rightful role. Train yourself. Yes, do you think it's going to be easy? No. The enemy going to try to bring back everything that you possibly done in your life that goes contrary to who you are in Christ. And he'll want you to quit. He'll want you to quit. He'll want you to stop fighting. So now we all have a different fight, a different understanding of the work that we have to put in. So let's put in that work. Let's put in the work. My brother, my sister, put in the work. Day by day, situation by situation, I get better. That means you got to put in some work to get better. You just don't get better just by getting better. It has to be some work. You have to make some changes. You know, some declarations might have to change. Some times of fasting might have to change. Some prayers might have to change. You can't do the same thing that you was doing last year, this year. You're in a different season. The work gets a little harder. As you grow, it gets harder. But God gives you the strength. God gives you the wisdom. He gives you everything that you need to endure. So, endure to the end. All right? I want to say God bless you guys. And thank you for joining the turnaround. I pray that the turnaround has helped you guys. I'm telling you, if it's something that's not being said, God will reveal it to me and he'll keep me going. You know, I wake up and I allow God to tell me what to do. I don't just get on to do something just to do it. I do it because God tells me to do it. And it always relates to something that I'm doing. And if you didn't notice, or you do notice that I'm giving you, you know, sports analogies and sports things, and so you can have an understanding of what the sports is and how it relates to, you know, what is happening, because that was one of the things that allowed me to actually have a place of a turnaround when I came home. When I came home, that's part of the work. Yvette had to put in the work to change her vocabulary. She had to put in the work to change her facial expressions. She had to put in the work to talk to me like I was a king. She had to put in the work. Was it easy? No, cause she had to see, you know, all of this, you know, stuff that I come out of, that I was doing. But she had to go to God to understand what type of work and what type of strategies she needed to be able to help me, to for her to be suitable to help me reach my destination and my purpose. Thank you for your diligent work. Thank you for your discipline. Thank you, Yvette. So, with that being said, once again, thank you. I appreciate y'all for joining me. Make sure you put your declaration up. I will put in the work. And I put the end of it, God. Letting God know. That's the declaration to God. Letting the enemy know that you're willing. You're going to put in your work. And you're dedicating your work to God. Not to your husband. Not to your kids. It's to God. Because God is the one that's going to give you the strength when the enemy uses your spouse or uses your children or uses another situation to test you. So get ready. Get ready, get ready. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal the word. So as you making your declaration, you better believe that you're going to have to put, you're going to have to, he's going to make you show him what type of work you're going to do. He's going to come at you. So be prepared. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind focused. Get your mind right. Get your mind focused and put in the work. All right. Y'all be blessed. And y'all have a wonderful day, man. Day by day, situation by situation, get better. Why? Because you're going to put in the work to make it better. All right. I believe in you and I believe you can do it. And watch God turn everything around.